Reading scripture is Psalm 51:10. Psalm chapter 51, verse 10. Create in me a clean heart, O God. Renew a steadfast spirit within me. Amen.
벌써 오늘이
It's July 2nd, right? The first half is gone, and then it's the beginning of second half. In the 42-day special Daniel Prayer meeting, our shepherd prayed for us. Especially, he prayed for the changing of mind. Through a special prayer meeting, he asked us to pray and get rid of the changing of mind. Moreover, Senior Pastor delivered messages about the changing of heart, unchanging heart, and steadfast heart. He delivered many messages about upright heart, steadfast mind. Unchanging mind pleases Father God, and Father God is pleased with the upright heart. In 2011 leadership conference, he told us about 9 things to check whether we stand on the rock of faith or not. And one of them was changing of mind. So without changing of mind, we can stand on the rock and come into spirit. Well, there are people who change their mind quickly. So I asked her a question. Why do you change your mind so often? And she said, I got too much flesh. Well, it is not always so. Well, there are many different kinds of changing of mind. Something related to spiritual stuff and some deficiency. Even worldly people don't change their mind all the time. There are worldly people who keep the promises of other people not as well as with themselves, and they succeed in this world. What I'm saying is, even though they are fleshly people, they don't change their mind quite easily. Well, think of Jacob in the Bible. Before he came into spirit, he was a man of flesh. However, he had steadfast, unchanging mind. His uncle Laban knew his faithfulness. So, he asked to work for 7 years to get his daughter Rachel as his wife. However, after seven years of hard working, he got Leah as his wife. Uncle Laban told him to work another 7 years to get Rachel as his wife. So he had to work 14 years in total to get Rachel as his wife. Rachel was not so good. Jacob suffered from her jealousy, but he unchangingly loved Rachel. Now, can you work for 14 years to get loved one as your wife? Well, so what I'm saying is, even fleshly people have changing of mind. Think of our shepherd. Well, he came into spirit in just 3 years. Now, before he accepted the Lord, did he change his mind a lot? No. Even before he knew the Lord and accepted Father God, he kept the promises with others, and he kept promise with himself. Once he made up his mind to wake up at a certain time, even in cold winter morning, he woke up. When he couldn't keep the promise with himself, he punished himself. That way, he has kept promise with himself. So after he accepted God and heard the word of truth, he was able to quickly come into spirit and Holy Spirit. If he had been a man of flesh who could change his mind a lot, he could not have been a servant of God's power. So if you get rid of this changing of mind, this evil attribute alone, you can quickly achieve the heart of spirit. Because one of the most important attributes of spirit is unchanging. So even a fleshly man is upright, has upright heart, then Father God will refine him. If he has upright heart, because Father God is searching for such man with his blazing eyes, he will refine him and let him do his work. We can find such people in the Bible. Think about Apostle Paul. He had upright heart. He had strong self-righteousness. He didn't fear anything when he was doing the job that he thought he was right. However, once he met the Lord and realized that the idea that he had was not right, he didn't spare his life for the Lord. He lived his life for the souls. In any sufferings or hardships, he unchangeably served the Lord. Father God didn't hate Saul, I mean Apostle Paul. If you see such a man around you who does not know about the providence of God, but has in the strong frameworks of, and self-righteousness, how would you deal with him? Man, he is evil. Wouldn't you think like that? However, Father God didn't see his evil. He saw upright heart in Saul. He knew that once he knew the truth, then he would live his life for the truth. So Father God refined him and made him work for his kingdom. The man who keeps his promises with others and with himself, who doesn't change his plan, who keeps trust with others, those people can quickly come into spirit once they know the truth. So, even there are fleshly people, even though they don't stand on the rock or come into spirit, if they have unchanging mind, then once they understand the love of the shepherd and trust him, then they quickly come into spirit and whole spirit. That much unchanging heart is important. However, if you live your life with changing of mind all the time, then you have to make great effort to get rid of it. Someone repented a lot after a prayer meeting. So I asked her, what did you repent of? And she said, for changing of mind, she said. However, in 5 minutes, she said, I'm going to cancel my, you know, promise because I'm so tired. She said she repented about changing of mind. But in less than 5 minutes, she changed her mind. How do you live your life? Don't you forget what you repented of and change your mind? Well, that's not it. People say, I received grace from your message. They say like that. However, receiving grace and changing is a different matter. Understanding and changing is a different matter. Once you receive grace, that's the start of changing. That's the start, just the start, just the beginning. You have to train yourself to change. I repented, I received grace, so something must be changed with me. Well, why am I so slow to change? Well, you're wrong. Once you receive grace, once you understand something, that's the beginning of changing, then you have to pile up your deeds one by one to get trust from Father God. And through the test, you have to pass the test, and you have to check yourself. Then you can say you are changed. So if you examine yourself in the aspect of changing of mind, then you can get rid of many sinful, evil attributes. Let me talk about changing of heart in our everyday life. Well, you have to see whether you change your promises with others or with yourself a lot. The title of this message is Upright Heart. To have the upright heart, first, you have to get rid of changing of mind. Well, you made a promise to someone. When someone didn't keep the promise, did you have loss? Or were you hurt in your heart? As you, parents and children make many promises. If you study well, if you help me well, if you do something, the parents give, money or, if you do this, I will go somewhere with you. Children wait for the day once their mother or father, make a promise. I'll do this once you study well. I'll change your computer. I'll change your, smartphone. Then they have great expectation and they wait for it. Now, on that day, when the promise is not kept, what happens? Father is very busy. So the father made a promise. On a certain day, let's go to park. So father made the promise. The child wait for the day, counting fingers, waiting for the day and night. Now, on that day, the father said like this, I'm sorry, son. I'm sorry. But I have really urgent business coming up. So I cannot go there with you. And he broke the promise. The son, his heart was severely damaged and he was disappointed. Don't you have that memory? Well, I don't have that memory. Why? Senior pastor has always kept the promise. Sometimes, I think about this. He has great power. And because we are children of the great servant of great God's power, so we trust him? No. He has always kept the promise with us, even when we were young. He didn't give us orders. He always has served us. He gave us hope for heaven in New Jerusalem. And it's piled up. So whether his power is great or not, we always trust him. Well, you have seen his power. You have seen his miracles and signs, and you trust him. Well, some people say, well, I don't trust him because he manifests the power of God. Since I was a kid, he has kept all the promises. He has kept whatever he said. He didn't change his mind. He's always given us hope for heaven. And he has always told us to love the Lord and Father God for most of all. And he set the example. That's why I trust him. Now, do you keep your promise and be trusted in your family? What about borrowing money? Among friends, there are friends ask for money. You are so close to him. So you borrow from some other friends and lend them money to that friend. However, he doesn't keep his promise. He doesn't give you money back. And you have to pay back the money to other friends. Did you have that memory? Well, in this church, since the start of this church, senior pastor told us never borrow or lend money among brothers and sisters in faith. That's what we've been told. So mommy members have obeyed. So we don't have such a memory, right? I hope you don't.
자, 이런 경우에 내가 나 돈을 빌려줬는데
You borrow, you lend the money, and your friend didn't keep the promise. And did you have loss? Well, some people do their business. You know, they say, I will surely succeed in this business. So you invest the entire money. However, you lost your investment because the business failed. What about between husband and wife? Before you got married, you made the promise, I'll never let you do chores. I'll never let you do hard work. So you made the promise. You made the promise. We never talk about the divorce. Now, have you kept the promise? Senior pastor said this once. I mean, many times. No matter how much the situation was hard, he has never spoke about divorce. What about you? Before you accepted the Lord in the fleshly world, did you speak whatever you had in mind? Well, senior pastor always kept whatever he said. Well, I hope you can find answer in this message. Even if I don't make you happy, even if you and I are not get along well, I will never ask for divorce. You made a promise. But once you talk about divorce, then you will face irrecoverable situation. Well, nowadays, men are to do house chores. Women are to do take care of in-laws. You know, they make a promise like this. I mean, do they keep their promise? Now, do you keep the promise with yourself? Well, when you're young, you have a dream. When I grow up, I would like to become this kind of man. Now, did you make that dream come true? Well, there are some people who made the dream come true without changing their mind. Some people were very faithful and met great people, and they are even greater than they dreamed of before. But most people are going somewhere else other than they dreamed of. As you can see, some people change their mind on their way to their dream. Many people change their mind as they go to their goal, as they come close to their goal, they change their mind in the middle. No matter what it is, those who keep their heart and faithful, even though they are in a fleshly world, by the justice of flesh, their life will be prosperous. However, most of the people in the fleshly world seek for their own benefit. So even if they make a promise, when it doesn't seem to be benefit to them, they easily change their mind. As you can see, do you keep your promise after you make it with others or with yourself? Even worldly people who keep their promises with others or with themselves succeed. Now, don't you change your mind when you wake up? Well, you set alarm at 7 and 7:10 and 7:15. Well, why do you set alarms like this? Well, you got too tired, so just in case, you set another alarm. However, you set your alarm like this, 7, 7:10, 7:15. You already change your mind when you wake up. I mean, even before you wake up. Many people grow up And they see their parents and children change their mind easily. So, even though they change their mind, they don't even recognize they are changing their mind. I think you heard senior pastor's story. When he was supposed to see Mrs. Bong Lin Ling, it snowed a lot. He didn't have a cell phone, so he put on the high boots and he walked more than 10 hours to meet her. Do you remember? Yeah, Mrs. Bong Lin Ling. Now, what would you do? Well, because it snows a lot, so she may understand the situation.
Well,
aren't you be selfish like this? Well, definitely you broke your promise. Well, when people don't understand your situation, then you consider them narrow-minded people. You don't put blame on yourself. You have to feel sorry for them, but you come up with a lot of excuses after you break promise. Some people say, I'm still in the flesh, so people of the spirit should understand me. Well, to get rid of changing of mind, in any situation, you have to put blame on yourself. In the morning, how did you start your morning? Now you go to work. Well, you thought about what to eat during lunch, as a lunch. Well, what about spaghetti? Now you went into a cafeteria. And you saw someone is eating rice noodle. And you remember what you ate last night. It was greasy food. So, well, I think rice noodle is better than in a spaghetti. And you forgot what you talked to your colleague. So, eating spaghetti is not a big deal. And your colleagues will not say something against you even if you change your mind. So, as soon as you see that in the rice noodle, you change your mind. And you only think about the greasy food last night and you start to eat rice noodle. However, in that situation, nobody says you changed your mind. Why is that? If your colleague is not a man of spirit, if he does not keep his promises all the time, if he changes his mind all the time, then he understands your situation. He doesn't even know it is a changing of mind. He doesn't care and he doesn't know. Don't you live in this kind of situation? You are surrounded with those people who change their mind easily. So you don't even recognize you change your mind easily. Unless you make up your mind that you have to get rid of changing your mind, you just forget it. And you tolerate yourself well. You have a habit of changing your mind, even a spiritual thing. You say to yourself, I can do it tomorrow. Then you pile up this changing of mind over and over again, and you are deceived by that changing of mind. So, what happened to you when you deal with the spiritual stuff? When you face a trial, you will change your mind. What about invisible situation? You didn't speak up. You just thought to yourself. Then you have to train yourself in that kind of situation. Let's say you wanted to give a friend, you wanted to give your friend a gift. Let's say a lotion. Now, when you went to a shop and the price was a little bit more expensive than you thought. Now, what do you think. Well, you want to give him a gift, but it's too expensive. So you look for another one, cheaper one. Or since you made up your mind to give that lotion as a gift, you save money until you can afford it. To get rid of changing of mind, even though you speak it out, even though you say it to yourself, you have to make an effort to keep it. Then, this way, you can get rid of changing of mind, which has been piled up for long years. Even though you hear the word of truth, you are short of strength and ability to put that truth into practice. So, not only piling up the word of truth, you have to make an effort to get rid of the attributes of untruth. From early in the morning till lunch, I made an example of, you know, setting on alarms and eating lunch. Well, what category you fall into? Well, I want to eat that. You talk to yourself, and then you found another restaurant. Wow, I like that better. And you walk further, and then you even find an even better restaurant. Aha, that's the one. You think it's nothing. Once you speak it out, you have to keep it. Our Father God has no changing mind. He is faithful. If He were changing all the time, then our Christian life is so difficult. You wouldn't be here in this Friday online service. If you live like this, I'll bless you. What if it doesn't bless you? I'll give you answer. What if it doesn't give you answer? Can you believe in God? However, our Father God is unchanging. He gives answers to us all the time. Even though we change our mind, He doesn't change His mind. And He waits for us until the last moment. And we believe in that. So even though we change our mind all the time, we want to be in His arms. James 1:17 says, every good thing given and every perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shifting shadow. And Deuteronomy 7:9 says, God, know therefore that Lord your God, He is good, He is God and the faithful God, who keeps His covenant and His loving kindness. And Numbers 23:19 says, God is not a man that He should lie, nor a son of man that He should repent. Has He said and will He not do it? Or has He spoken and will He not make it good? If you resemble this Father, then you can quickly come into spirit. Well, sometimes you are confused whether it is unchanging mind or is it stubbornness. Well, while you are making an effort to get rid of changing your mind, you have to know whether you are doing it for your benefit or for goodness and love. Let's say, last night, I will eat in a cold noodle tomorrow lunch. Now, today, you went out for lunch with others, and your friend says, it's too hot. However, we have to overcome heat with heat. So let's go for hot stew. You heard that you have to change your mind. So you insist your idea. I made a promise to myself that I will eat cold noodle. So I will eat cold noodle. Do you insist your idea like this? Well, if you keep on doing it, then your friends will say, something is wrong with you. It will break peace with you and your friends. Even though they don't misunderstand you, well, you need a heart of sacrificing yourself for others. Sometimes you make a promise for your family. Okay? However, suddenly, you come up with an incident to take care of your soul in church. Now, in order not to change your mind, in order not to break your promise with your family, you don't break peace. Well, you keep your promise with your family. Well, in this case, you have to sacrifice yourself. Now, there is an event in the church for the greater kingdom of God. You have to sacrifice yourself. And Father God does not say you changed your mind. In the truth, when you sacrifice yourself, or when you keep the peace in the truth, or to save others, Father God does not say you change your mind. Not for the fleshly thing. In the truth, I'm saying. John chapter 3, verse 3 says, Jonah arose and went to Nineveh according to the word of the Lord. Now, Nineveh was an exceedingly great city, a 3 days walk. Well, Father God told Jonah to proclaim that the city of Nineveh would be destroyed. However, the city was not destroyed. Now, did he change his mind? He surely told Nineveh to proclaim that the city would be destroyed. However, people of the Nineveh repented. So he changed his mind. Father God surely accomplishes whatever he says. However, in his heart, he wants to save souls in his love. So once we repent and turn back, Father God changes his mind. For sure, we have to know that to save people, to help people, to sacrifice ourselves, to keep peace, we have to check this situation a lot. I talked about changing of mind in our everyday life. Well, even though you change your changing of mind in everyday life, it does not mean that you got rid of changing of mind. You have to get rid of works of flesh from your heart that brings the changing of mind. Dear brothers and sisters, changing is alternating. Why do people change their mind after they make up their mind? It's because they have a cunning heart according to their benefit. If it is for their benefit, okay. If it's not, they say no. Even though they make a promise, according to their benefit, they say no or yes. For financial blessing, for honor, for fame, because of this cunning heart, they change their mind. Well, to the extent how much cunningness they have various kinds of changing of mind. Some people change their plan all the time according to situation. Some people, they keep their plan no matter what the situation is. The later people change in the truth with this kind of heart, the Father God sees his heart and changes his environment to become steadfast man. In summer retreat, you can find this kind of people. They love Father God, so they made a mind to come to summer retreat. However, the summer vacation season is not set. So, however, I want to go to summer retreat. Even if I have to resign, I will go to summer retreat. What happens? Father God works so that the entire company set the vacation season according to summer retreat season. Psalm 32:2 says, How blessed is the man to whom the Lord does not impute iniquity and in whose spirit there is no deceit. If there is no deceit, Father God blesses him, he says. Father God works everything. Father God makes everything work for good in that kind of situation. However, many people have deceit and cunningness, so they break their promise, or they sometimes forsake the grace that they received before and change their mind and betray even. According to their benefit, they change their mind and break promise. If you keep doing like this, it can become even bigger betrayal. And the Proverbs 4:23 says, "Watch over your heart with all diligence, for from it flow the springs of life." If you change your mind, then you may easily walk the way of death. So I will make examples of the Bible, and I will explain why they changed their mind and what the result was. So I hope you listen and check whether you have this kind of attribute of changing of mind. The first example is King Pharaoh in Exodus. When Moses led Israelites out of Egypt, Pharaoh was so in the cunning, so he changed his mind all the time. When the 10 plagues was displayed before his eyes, he said, "I'll let Israelites go." He made a promise with Moses. However, once the plague is gone, he changed his mind. When his son, all the firstborn in the country died, then he eventually let that Israelite go. Because of his changing of mind, he lost his firstborn son, even the firstborn of herds. His entire country was devastated. The whole country was devastated. And he eventually let Israelites go. However, he changed his mind soon. He regretted of what he did, and he chased after the Israelites. However, he and his soldiers were buried in the Red Sea while following Israelites crossing the Red Sea. He had so much, hardened heart. Even at the work of God, he didn't fear God. As you can see, changing of mind is resulted from cunningness or deceit in your heart. It can lead you to death, so you have to quickly get rid of this attribute. When you come to church for the first time, you receive grace. Whoever says to what to you, you take it for granted, and you actually take it with thanks. Now, do you still have that heart? Sometimes there are people who request prayer. Let me recover my first love. Why did they lose their first love? Because of their changing mind. When they met God for the first time, they were so full of spirit. They attended all kinds of services. I mean, even the people with the Bible in their hands looked lovely to them. However, they lost their first love, and they suffered a lot. So they started to recover their first love. Then they asked for that prayer. Do you still keep that first love? Well, after 2010, many people are confessing that, "Thank you for saving my life." Now, do you still give thanks from the depths of your heart? If your confession is true, even though your measure of faith is not checked, even though your measure is increased a little bit, even though you are slow to change, you will not be disappointed or disheartened. You will not lose your fullness. Thanks, gratitude, the confession should be true if you have the first love. If you don't change your mind, you should be always thankful for whatever happens before your eyes with full of Holy Spirit. If you have this kind of heart, you have to get rid of cunningness to get rid of changing of mind. The second example is Saul. He was the first king of Israel. Well, God was controlling Israelites through judges. However, the Israelites asked Samuel, the last judge, to have their own king. So Samuel anointed Saul. Samuel was guaranteed by God. He was a great prophet. So even though Saul became the king, he had to obey the word of Samuel. Well, Saul was guaranteed by God. So even though Saul was the king, he had to obey. Because whatever Samuel said was the word of God. However, when Saul became the king, he gradually changed his mind. He was shy. He hid himself. However, he gradually changed his mind and he became arrogant. When he got no power, you know, he was humble. He became arrogant. He disobeyed the word of Samuel. He didn't repent. He rather made an excuse. He justified what he did. So 1 Samuel 15:35, Samuel didn't see Saul again until the day of his death. Why did he not see Saul? It says, Samuel grieved over Saul. And the Lord regretted that he had made Saul king over Israel. He knew that Father God would forsake him because of his arrogance. Samuel knew this. That's why he grieved over Saul. When God told him to anoint another man, replacing Saul, Samuel said, Saul would kill me once he knows that. He feared Saul. Before Saul was anointed, he couldn't even stand right before Samuel. Now, Samuel was afraid of Saul and avoiding him. Saul became so arrogant like this. Before he became the king, he humbled himself before Samuel. He hid himself as he was about to be anointed as the king. However, this humbleness didn't come from his true heart. So once he was given authority, and when situation was changed, he completely changed himself. Without power, he looked humble. But once power was given, he became arrogant. Well, we can find such people around us. When they got no titles, they used to obey well. But once they got a title, then they don't obey well. They used to serve others well. But once they are sitting on the higher position than others, then they try to control others and they don't serve them. Even though you became a professor in a college, you should never lose the gratitude for the teachers who taught you when you were in middle school or high school. You become a great man. It does not mean that you can ignore the teachers who taught you. It means you become arrogant. It is the truth. It is also the same in the truth. Even though you became a man of spirit, you have to serve others, even in a fleshly order. With this kind of heart, senior pastor has served the pastor who used to be the pastor of the church that he attended. Professors from the seminary college, you know that, you know, senior pastor has served them well. When people become successful, and when people in a high position, they ignore others. It means that they became arrogant. Proverbs 16:18 says, pride goes before destruction, and haughty spirit before stumbling. And Proverbs 15:10 says, grievous punishment is for him who forsakes the way. He who hates reproof will die. As said, when Father God forsook Saul, he suffered from evil spirit, and he met miserable death. As you can see, the changing of mind is combined with the attribute of arrogance. And you see what is the consequence of it. So you have to get rid of changing of mind from arrogance. The third example is King Asa of southern Judah kingdom. Well, he used to love Father God well, He demolished all the idol worshipping. When his mother worshipped idol, he dethroned his mother from queen's position. Well, he was a bad man in a fleshly sense. However, in a spiritual sense, he was a good son. However, he changed his mind. His love and trust for Father God cooled down. He didn't depend on God anymore. He depended on man. When his country was invaded by a foreign country, that foreign country was stronger than his own country. In the 2 Chronicles chapter 14. Now, in verse 11 says, Then Asa called to the Lord his God and said, Lord, there is no one besides you to help in the battle between the powerful and those who have no strength. So help us, O Lord our God, for we trust in you, and in your name have come against this multitude. O Lord, you are our God. Let not men prevail against you. He prayed like this to Father God. However, this King Asa changed his mind. When he was invaded, he took all silver and gold from the temple of God and sent it to King Aram for help. He used to ask for Father God's help, but now he asked help from Aramite kingdom. He won the battle. However, he made Father God sorry. When Father God felt sorry, Father God forsook him. So that victory was not ultimate victory. 2 Chronicles chapter 16, verse 7 says, At the time, Hanani, the seer, came to Asa, king of Judah, and said to him, Because you have relied on the king of Aram and have not relied on Lord your God, therefore the army of the king of Aram has escaped out of your hand. Well, before, this king Aram was under his control. However, when King Asa didn't depend on Father God, Father God forsook him. So King Aram has escaped from his hand. That's what Hanani said. 2 Chronicles 16 verse 8 says, Were not the Ethiopians and the Lubim, the Hanani said, there will be battles for you. However, King Asa didn't repent. He rather put the prophet in the prison. 3 years later, he got serious disease on his feet. He should have repented at that time, but he didn't do that. He didn't depend on God. He rather depended on men, doctors. So 2 Chronicles 16:13 says, So Asa slept with his fathers, having died in the 41st year of his reign. How much Father God was sorry to write it down on the Bible. Zephaniah 1:6 says, And those who have turned back from the following of the Lord, and those who have not sought the Lord or inquired of him. Well, Father God does not punish those people who change their mind right away. Father God gives chances to repent and turn back. In case of King Asa, Father God gave him 2 years. However, he didn't repent. He kept on relying on the world. So Father God could not protect him any longer because of his justice. That's the justice of God. Well, we used to have 2-week revival meeting. I saw many people who were healed before, previous in revival meetings. However, they didn't live by the word of God, but they repented and they got healed and testified to their healings. A year later, 2 years later, they testified again. Why? After they were healed, they didn't live by the word. They depended on the world. They looked at the world. They lived in the world. That's why they got sick again and they came again. Once they repent, then they got healed.
이런 간증들의 경우들을 많이 볼 수 있습니다. 저도 이렇게 가끔 기도원 은사 집회를
Well, sometimes I lead in the prayer meetings in the prayer center.
저분이 저번에는
Well,
허리 아파서 기도 받으셨는데
he received prayer for his, you know, left arm. And he got healed, and he testified. Next time, when I went there, he testified to the healing of his right leg. The next time, he testified again. Why is that? He didn't live by the word of God. Well, he said he repented, but he didn't keep on, you know, living by the word of God. He changed his mind, so he got sick again. Well, once they are healed by the power of God, they got fullness of the Holy Spirit. Then they make a confess that I will live by the word of God. I'll pay for this grace that I received. Nobody forced them to do so, but they confess like that. Well, it would be good if they don't change their mind. However, the chances are not like that. They don't live by the word of God. They compromise with the world. And they live their life as they see fit. Well, you were poor, and you started to receive God's blessing. Then you should become a man of prayer to receive blessing. However, people stop praying once they receive blessing. Once they become healthy, instead of working for Father God's kingdom, they work for their benefit. They ignore the kingdom of God. Once they're healed of serious disease, they have to evangelize their family. However, they don't even keep Sunday to go out with their family. There are people like that. When they are set free from diseases by the grace of God, they make up their mind, but they change their mind again. So Father God cannot protect them anymore. So diseases sneak into them. However, I've seen Father God, you know, forgiving them again and again once they repent and turn back. Well, it's not that easy though. They have to cling on to Father God all the more. So, I mean, to receive the grace of repentance, they have to make an effort double. However, some people make an effort, and when they don't receive God's grace, they don't depend on God, but they look at the world again. It means they don't have faith that Father God would answer them. They heard the word of God, but they didn't have faith. They didn't believe in the world. So they eventually live. Despite being healed, once you know heaven, to be saved and to go to heaven, Father becomes your father and you become his child. So if you keep your Christian life healthy, then you will be healed all the time. Those with upright heart are healed easily. So once you have this kind of upright heart, you know, Father God would heal, you know, you right away. However, people change their mind, so they don't change Father God. Let me introduce a testimony. It's a testimony of Deaconess Jakim. I am running Manmin Hair Shop. My husband, Yu Chung-yeol, registered to this church February 1991. But he didn't live as a Christian. However, in 1995, he hurt his head seriously in a car accident. He woke up in 15 days. Because of its after effect, he had to bleed through his mouth knows years. So he was at the doorstep of death. But after receiving senior pastor's prayer on the phone, the bleeding stopped. With this kind of experience, his heart didn't change, even though there was a refinement for the church in 1998 and 1999. However, soon, they looked at the world, and he wandered again in the world. To be free from headache, he depended on drinking, and he became alcoholic, and he lost his memory eventually. To survive, he attended Mamim Prayer Center in 2014, and I put blame on myself and asked for prayer from senior pastor. And I received prayer from my husband from the shepherd. However, he just kept the Sunday without quitting drinking and smoking. Soon, December 2014, he got paralyzed. He couldn't walk, he couldn't speak, he couldn't see. He was diagnosed as brain cancer. Doctor said he would survive for another 6 months. However, senior pastor prayed for him, and the surgery went well. Thanks to many people's prayer, he is now keeping the Sunday holy, and he even attends cell meeting. He has been living more than a year and a half. He is very healthy. Hallelujah. The doctor said it is a miracle. So he is studying my husband's brain. I'm more thankful because my husband was healed thanks to the shepherd's prayer, and we have peace in my family. He does not see well. However, he is thankful for not being able to see because he does not see the dirty things of the world. His biggest pleasure is to come to church. He lives his life in thanksgiving. I give thanks and glory to Father God, and I give thanks to the shepherd who prayed for my husband. Thank you. My shepherd, I love you. Deaconess Aja Kim. All glory and thanks to Father God. As you can see, he experienced God, but he changed his mind, so he got sick again. He was healed through the senior pastor's prayer. He changed his mind. Now, his eyes were not, he didn't recover his eyesight. And he doesn't want to see the filthy things of the world. So he is still thankful, even though he got no good eyesight back. And he is completely depending on Father God now. From the depths of his heart, if he gets rid of these things, then he can receive his eyesight back. Now, the relationship between Father God, those who lost trust relationship from Father God, those who changed their mind again and again, twice, three times, four times, you know, to recover the trust back, it's not easy to get it back. Between parents and children, between friends. Once you break promise to get the trust back again, then it takes time to get it back. Even though you say something, they will not believe you, right? Even though you tell the truth, they don't believe you. It is the same with Father God. Father God cannot trust you. So he got sick again when he changed his mind. So he has to get rid of sinful attributes from the depths of his heart completely. The same thing goes with the financial blessing. You just leave the church. I mean, people leave the church even though they receive prayer, because they heard that they would receive blessing once they receive prayer. But when they don't receive blessing, they leave the church. They just wish for luck. Then they got nothing to do with Father God. Once you believe, then you will believe and sow by the word of God. Then you will receive overflowing blessing. Faith should be accompanied with deeds. Instead of leaving the church, you have to make a vessel to receive blessing. You should be thankful for salvation and for heaven. When you live your Christian life like that, then Father God will surely bless you. Even in a difficult situation, if you depend on the world, then we cannot call it faith, and you cannot receive blessing. People easily go back to the world after receiving prayer when answer doesn't come quickly. About these people, James 1 verses 6 to 8 says, "But he must ask in faith without any doubting. For the one who doubts is like the surf of the sea, driven and tossed by the wind. For that man ought not to expect that he will receive anything from the Lord, being a double-minded man, unstable in all his ways." I hope that you will depend on Father God with all your heart. You should not become like King Asa, who looked at the world, who depended on the world. You should not be a cunning man like that. You should not be a foolish man. Sometimes there was one, who said, "I got called for about a month. Even though I received prayer, I'm not healed." Then to my heart, even though he receives prayer, he is taking medicine. That's what I thought. So I said, "Are you taking medicine?" And he was surprised. "Well, yes, I'm taking medicine." "You cannot be healed. You will not be healed even though you receive prayer if you are taking medicine." Well, he is old and he is weak, so he easily catches cold. But for a month, he was not healed, so he came to receive prayer. So I advised him to quit taking medicine, and he received prayer. Right after he quit taking medicine, he has never caught in a cold. If you stand one foot on the world and one foot in God, then you have cunningness and you cannot receive answer. Father God will not do that. The important thing is not whether the problem is big or small. The important thing is whether you change your trust in Father God or not. So Father God tests you, whether you change or not. Father God healed you, but your faith is gone and you doubt again. To see that Father God tests you. However, if you don't change, if you believe that Father God healed me once, then He will heal me once again. If you don't change your mind and keep on going like that, if you rather show your faith and rejoice, then Father God will see that your faith is unchanging faith, and He will work right away for you. It looks impossible in reality. But if you believe in Father God who is Almighty, and if you believe in Him without changing your mind, then Father God will see that faith and surely give you answer. After starting of this church for 34 years, there are many people who've been in the church. They have witnessed in any difficult situation. Let's say even though there is no financial blessing, Father God believed in Father God and sowed by faith. This would be enough. That's not the idea of senior pastor. He continued to do it until Father God said it's okay. But Father God will see our faith even though we show our little faith. What we do, what we are healed, what we the blessing we are receiving. We have to believe that it is thanks to 99% justice that our senior pastor is piling up instead of for us. Let me conclude this message. It has been the first part of Upright Heart. I examined the changing of mind. I made examples of the figures of the Bible. I made an example of King Pharaoh and King Saul and King Asa of Southern Kingdom of Judah. I talked about the cunningness and arrogance. I hope that you get rid of changing of mind by getting rid of evil attributes in your heart, even though it looks small to you. As you completely get rid of works of the flesh, completely, and quickly come into Spirit and Holy Spirit after you stand on the rock. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. As I said earlier, first of all, you have to get rid of the works of the flesh. Everyday life, you have to get rid of changing of mind, no matter how small it is. Even though you didn't speak out, if you thought about it, and you have to know that you have to make sure you keep it. From early in the morning till late night, you have to see whether you keep whatever you say, and even whether you keep whatever you think. Then it will become strength, and Father God will help you. Then you can get rid of the changing of mind. I hope you can pray fervently, and through your leadership conference, you may receive even greater love of Father God and change quickly. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Let's think over the message and pray together.
또 우리 마음의 고든 마음 고든 중심을 허락하여 주시옵시고 아버지 그리하여 참된 아버지 앞에 인정받고 신뢰받는 사람으로 나아질 수 있도록 축복으로 함께하여 주옵소서. 감사하며 우리 주 예수 그리스도 이름으로 기도하옵나이다. 아멘.
Let's receive senior pastor's prayer for the sick on screen. Lay your hand on the sick part of your body. If you are not sick, lay your hand on your chest and receive this prayer for the desires of your heart.
마음의 소원을 위해 믿음으로 기도받으시기 바랍니다.
Hallelujah, Almighty Father God of love. Please lay your hands on all believers who are receiving this prayer now. Show your works that transcend space and time on those who are receiving this prayer through satellites and the internet and on GCN TV in branch churches or local sanctuaries around the world. Give them faith to believe. Drive away all negative thoughts and doubts, and drive away all tests and trials. From head to toe, all entrails, joints, nerves, tissues and cells, whatever the sick part may be, burn them with the fire of the Holy Spirit and original light. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, all diseases and germs and viruses and infirmities, go away. May the light come. Scorch all the terminal and incurable diseases with the fire of the Holy Spirit. Drive away all endemic diseases such as malaria. All contagious diseases such as cold, flu, and fever, go away. Protect them from all kinds of germs and viruses. Heal them of all stomach cancer, lung cancer, liver cancer, breast cancer, uterine and intestinal cancers, AIDS, leukemia, cerebral apoplexy, high blood pressure, diabetes, thyroid diseases, heart diseases, lung diseases, and women's diseases, and all inflammations. Go away. Heal them of polio, stroke, arthritis, and herniated discs, back pain, headache, neuralgia, and all other pains. Go away. epilepsy, autism, depression, neurosis, and other mental diseases go away. All kinds of paralysis be loosened. Get up, walk, and leap. Let the eyes see well. Let the ears hear well. Let the blind come to see, the deaf come to hear, and the mute come to speak. Heal them of after effects of all kinds of accidents and fix their broken bones. Restore them from burns. Let the heat and burning sensation go away, and let there be no scar left. Be cleansed from all kinds of drug addictions, poisoning, and substance abuse. Let the dead nerves, tissues, and cells be regenerated and bring the dead back to life. Give them the blessing of conception. May you receive the blessing of conception. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, the ruler of the air, and evil forces of darkness, and the servants, go away. Go away, you evil spirits, unclean spirits, false spirits, deceiving and separating spirits on all forces of darkness. Loosen the bonds of wickedness. Darkness, you go away. May the light come. Father God, give them strength to cry out their prayer and power to cast off sins and to become sanctified. As their soul prosper, let all things go well with them and their family be evangelized. Protect them from all kinds of accidents and disasters throughout this week and bless them to lead a prosperous life without any problems. With the firewall of the Holy Spirit, with the heavenly hosts and angels, and with your blazing eyes, protect all your children, their families, workplaces, and business. Give our students wisdom and understanding, and give them enthusiasm and fervor to study hard. Please keep their hearts and minds from the worldly things and let them love Father God all the more fervently. Whether your children eat or drink or whatever they may do, let them do it all for the glory of Father God. Let them say, I met God, I experienced God, I received answers and blessings. Let them testify like this. Father God, thank you. Be glorified alone. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. Amen.